Moon balcony. Before you fly off into the cosmic galleries, you're going to have a short pit stop on the moon. But this won't be just any pit stop. This will be a moment of reflection and insight. Sounds heavy? Don't worry, just take a deep breath and watch. So where does it all begin? Where does the show start? Well, the Clairvoyager tour begins on the moon, but you don't get there with the Voyager. You travel to the moon via the Lunar Space Elevator. This staircase to the sky is situated near the island of Annobon, which is on the west side of Africa. And this brings you all the way to the lunar surface. What you'll find there on the moon is not a moon temple or any kind of art installation, but simply the moon itself, the moon rocks and moon dust, levitating moon dust. So the moon itself is an artwork, a so-called cosmic ready-made, with the exception of the launch pad of the Clairvoyager, which is situated on the far side of the moon, so-called dark side, and the bridge from and to Earth, the space elevator. So I got on the lift with 24 other passengers, and it took no longer than 24 hours to reach the moon. And as we stepped on the surface, we saw nothing but endless rocks and dust. You know, I thought, wait, there must be so much activity around here, you know, like the Clairvoyager hub, the moon lab, and hotel. But there was simply nothing. And then we had to go with the moon bus a little bit further. So we reached an empty spot near a big crater. Again, there was nothing but moon's own materials. No human-made structure or whatever. Along the way, we got a bit of info from the tour guide on the bus about the moon, about its history and material. And then it was time to step out, and we had to stand before a line which was drawn on the ground. So here's the deal with what happened. So you have to know that our moon is the gateway to the cosmic galleries. And so before you point your eyes towards deep space, you will have to turn around and watch Earth as a pale blue dot, as Gaia, a living organism, the way James Lovelock and Alexander von Humboldt looked at our planet. That's what lies ahead of you when you're on the moon. You simply turn your eyes towards our own home and let that sink in. It's called the overview ritual. Straightforwardly, I would say it's a moon balcony, and you as a spectronaut are standing on the balcony viewing Earth. And the task is just to watch, emptying your mind as you observe the lucky planet. There's only this line drawn so we can stand in a row next to each other for a maximum of an hour. The average is 15 minutes for most people, and I stood there for 25 minutes, perhaps. And we were just looking, like in a cinema. And there's no equipment you can use, like a telescope to see Earth up close. No, just looking with your bare eyes. However, there are options in your spacesuit, for example, to put on some of your favorite music to help you go through the ritual, or to unleash some preferred scent in your suit that's comforting or pleasant. Yet I spoke to some, and they would, you know, like me, not add anything to that once-in-a-lifetime experience. They'd rather just look and almost, actually see it as a regular meditation exercise. So yeah, you become an overviewer before you can call yourself a spectronaut. It's like an initiation. Not that it is some sort of cult thing, of course, but yeah, you you kind of get hypnotized in a way. After that though, when you are walking again on the moon, it's kind of dull and eerie, this environment. And this is something that bothered me when I was there. You know, you have this enlightened experience and then you are being brought back to reality in the sense that you have to move on in order to get to the Voyager, to start your adventure. So it's not like you can stay on the moon just for the sake of it. No, it's a passage in a way. So what they did, or what they actually did not do to the moon, remains a bit vague to me. You know, it is a cosmic ready-made, which means saying hands off, basically, leave it be in its natural state. Yet on the other hand, the moon is used as a spaceport. So it's a bit half and half. For instance, I would have chosen to use the space, just to use space between, for example, the moon and Mars. So, you know, in the vacuum of space, where you go and take the Voyager and leave the moon as it is. But then you would not have this ritual, of course. Though I stand by the fact that the moon, like the Earth, is an exception to the rule. It's our home, so we simply use it and cherish it the way we want to. A very nice thing to the otherwise non-inspirational moon environment is that they are going to publish the first overview ritual book. It's a visual art book with a photo compilation of us overviewers standing there in a trance watching Earth. In it, they also highlight some strange moonscapes, blurry and hyperreal photographs. I believe it will be called Overview Ritual, Moon and Earthman in Harmony. Questionable title, I must say, but it's a nice addition. Like, it's a nice prologue to the cosmic adventure. I am actually, as an overviewer, there on one of the photographs in the book, so I'm definitely getting a copy. And all the images are duotone images, which is very nice in terms of highlights and contrast of the image itself. Yeah, they will have copies on each Clairvoyager and, of course, back on Earth. It's very interesting because they do this with the Vacuo galleries. They have, for each gallery, they have this book, this art book of the artworks and installations and the sort of map of the gallery itself in it. And so they're gonna publish all these books and they're gonna ship it back to Earth. But you can also look into it on the Clairvoyager. Of course, this is for documenting and archiving, for art history in general, of course. But this is also for people who are not able to join the cosmic adventure or don't want to. They want to just stay put on Earth. So this is a wonderful opportunity to somehow experience the Vecchio artworks. I briefly mentioned the Moon Hotel. So this is actually where you are going to stay for like 2 days to get used to the environment, and you have your spacesuit will be updated and you will get introduced to the Clairvoyager, to the whole procedure basically. But yeah, there are ways to stay a little bit longer to enjoy the moon and to get used to the environment, of course. But yeah, as soon as you arrive on the moon, you have to follow this schedule. And so the ritual is planned, basically. But despite the short amount of time you get there on the moon, you will have some quality time there. I'm sure of that. I had. Alright, saying goodbye to the moon. Catch you later in the Vecchio environment. Till then, bye.